Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1995, Caffeine and Headaches, What You Need to Know, by Sean Ferguson with Healthline.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Caffeine and Headaches, What You Need to Know, by Sean Ferguson with Healthline.com. Does caffeine cure or cause headaches? While some people use caffeine as a cure for headaches or hangovers, others find that caffeine, not to mention caffeine withdrawal, gives them headaches. Here's what you need to know about caffeine, caffeine withdrawal, and headaches. Caffeine as a cure. In some cases, caffeine may ease headaches and enhance over-the-counter headache treatments. A 2014 review, which looked at the results of 20 different studies with a total of 4,262 participants, found that caffeine slightly enhances the efficacy of analgesics like ibuprofen or Advil or acetaminophen, also known as Tylenol. However, the improvement was small and was called statistically insignificant by the study's authors. This review looked at the use of caffeine for many different pain conditions, not just headache. A more recent review looked at whether caffeine improves the efficacy of analgesics when it comes to treating headaches. It included more studies than the other review, and this review found that caffeine significantly boosted the efficacy of over-the-counter headache treatments. Most of the studies on caffeine and headaches look at tension headaches and migraines specifically. But there's no scientific evidence that caffeine doesn't reduce other kinds of headaches. Either way, it seems that caffeine can reduce pain from headaches or at least increase the strength of your pain medication. How exactly does caffeine improve headache treatments? Blood vessels tend to dilate before a headache. Caffeine has vasoconstrictive properties, meaning it narrows blood vessels, restricting blood flow. Since caffeine prevents the dilation of blood vessels, it tends to prevent headaches. There are likely many more ways that caffeine works to reduce headache pain that aren't fully understood. Many over-the-counter headache treatments, such as Excedrin, and some prescription headache medications actually contain caffeine, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Because of this, some people might find that a simple cup of coffee relieves their headaches. If you're not a fan of coffee, but you want to use caffeine to soothe your headache, consider trying green or black tea. Both contain caffeine. However, you should be careful when treating a headache with caffeine, as there are some potential side effects. Caffeine as a cause. On the other hand, caffeine can cause headaches. Caffeine in doses beyond what's considered moderation can make you urinate more, potentially dehydrating you. In turn, dehydration can lead to headaches. Headaches can also be caused by consuming too much caffeine. According to the Mayo Clinic, overdosing on caffeine can cause headaches as well as a range of other side effects. The daily maximum should be 400 milligrams of caffeine, although some may find that even this is too much each day. This would be the equivalent of about 4 cups of brewed coffee a day. This can vary depending on the strength of the coffee. One small 2016 study showed that eliminating caffeine intake caused other headache treatments to work better. Remember that coffee isn't the only thing that contains caffeine. Caffeine can be found in many other foods and beverages, such as chocolate, certain teas, energy drinks, and some soft drinks. it's important to know that even decaf coffee contains a small amount of caffeine, so don't overload on decaf coffee either. If you get a headache when you consume caffeine, water might be the best way to find relief, as it may counter the dehydration that's brought on by consuming too much caffeine. Caffeine withdrawal as a cause. While caffeine can both cure and cause headaches, caffeine withdrawal can also have an effect. If you're starting to reduce your caffeine intake, you might experience headaches. A 2009 paper noted that headaches are one of the main symptoms of caffeine withdrawal. According to a 2017 paper, this is because of something called the rebound effect. Because caffeine can stave off your headaches, reducing your caffeine intake might result in more painful and frequent headaches. The rebound effect can also happen if you become dependent on analgesics. When you reduce your consumption of headache medication, you might get headaches more often and more severely. The Cleveland Clinic recommends limiting the use of pain relievers and reducing caffeine consumption to the equivalent of 2 cups of coffee a day. If you experience rebound headaches, you can only treat them fully by coming off all headache medications. Speak to your doctor if you're trying to reduce your use of pain medication. Symptoms of caffeine-related headaches. Caffeine and caffeine withdrawal headaches aren't necessarily different when compared to regular headaches. There's no consensus on how long it takes for a caffeine headache to appear after consuming caffeine. If you suspect that caffeine causes your headaches, it's best to cut down on caffeine and see how it affects your symptoms. Cut down on caffeine slowly to avoid withdrawal. Caffeine withdrawal headaches are often accompanied by other symptoms, though, such as fatigue, irritability, sluggishness, difficulty concentrating, and sleeplessness. If you're struggling with caffeine withdrawal, it might be best to consult with a healthcare provider. Getting relief. If you have a headache caused by caffeine or caffeine withdrawal, you might find relief from drinking water. Hydration is a common cure for most headaches. Resting. Sleep can be an effective way to find relief from headaches too. Taking an over-the-counter pain reliever. If your headache isn't caused by analgesics, they can help temporarily relieve headache pain. And using a cold compress. Cold compresses, such as ice packs, can reduce the pain too. If your headache is caused by caffeine withdrawal, you might consider giving in to your cravings and having a dose of caffeine. However, this can increase your dependence on caffeine, so be careful. If you want to reduce your caffeine intake without experiencing withdrawal symptoms, cut down on caffeine gradually instead of cutting it out altogether. The American Migraine Foundation recommends that you reduce your caffeine intake by 25% each week until you cut it out completely. The takeaway. While caffeine may relieve headaches, it can also cause them, as can caffeine withdrawal. Because of this, it's important to use caffeine sparingly and with caution. If you're constantly getting headaches, it's a good idea to talk to a healthcare provider. Constant headaches could be an indication of a deeper problem, and you could need prescription medication. You just listened to the post titled "Caffeine and Headaches: What You Need to Know" by Sean Ferguson with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. It's so important to understand how your body responds to caffeine, or how it behaves when you don't consume it. I've talked about how caffeine is actually beneficial for most people. Most studies have found that when consumed regularly and in the form of plain coffee or tea specifically, caffeine consumption can reduce the risk of developing a number of diseases like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and even some forms of cancer, not to mention type 2 diabetes. But this doesn't mean everyone should now start consuming coffee or tea every day. Some are definitely sensitive to its effects. Others may have a pre-existing condition, like a stomach ulcer, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, or acid reflux, and therefore may want to stay away from caffeine altogether. All right, that'll do it for today. Don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.